Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. Is there a doctor in the house?
Why? Oh, I bet that's what we're talking about today. Hi, friends. I'm Pauline. So glad you're here to learn with us today. Today's topic is news.
And the title of our lesson is Save a Life. Save a Life. Pauline, are you in danger? Are you okay?
Yes, Peter. I'm not in trouble. I am healthy. Nothing is wrong. But is there something wrong with you?
No. Our title is Save a Life. That means we are learning about some important things today.
You are right. Accidents happen all around us, so we should be prepared.
But I am a teacher, not a doctor or a fireman.
Well, that's okay. We all can help, and there are things that we can do to help if someone gets hurt.
This is called first aid, but we will talk about that a little bit more in a minute. So have you been trained in first aid, Pauline?
I have been trained in first aid. The last job I had required, they said all of us had to get this training just in case something happens.
Yeah, that's great. Well, let's get started. Here's Christina with those key words.
Hello, 我们今天要谈谈急救的知识。首先要学的是 first aid, 因为 aid 是帮助救援的意思，所以 first aid 指的就是急救、紧急救护。 其实急救的知识和技能很重要。你如果懂 first aid, 说不定就可以拯救一条人命。You can save a life. 名词 life 就是生命。先检查患者的生命迹象，就是呼吸、心跳等等，然后看看他有没有流血。Check for blood. 名词 blood 就是血。如果有流血的话，就要赶快止血，在伤口上缠一块干净的布。Put a clean cloth on the wound. 伤口就是 wound, 至少要压 20分钟, 一般来说 20分钟之后都会止血, 那如果是烧烫伤, 就要让伤口冲凉水, 然后伤口上要敷一块凉的布, 不可以用冰去敷哦, don't use ice, 冰或冰块就是 ice.
Hi everyone, welcome to today's LTE News, I'm Tina. Sometimes people get hurt. When that happens, you can help. But before you help, make sure you won't be hurt. Next, be sure the hurt person is safe. If the person is hurt badly, get professional help. If you know first aid, you can save a life. Is the hurt person breathing? Is his or her heart beating? If not, you may have to do CPR.
Sometimes people get hurt. When that happens, you can help. Have you been hurt before? Did someone help you?
Well, I have been very lucky. I've never been seriously hurt, but I guess I have gotten little cuts or things when I was hiking, and I'm always grateful when somebody has a Band-Aid to give me.
Right, they are prepared. One time I was hurt on my bicycle, but thankfully the house next to the street, the dad was a medical person. He worked in an ambulance. His wife was a nurse, so they took care of me.
That is great. That was very lucky. Well, this topic makes me want to go out and help people. I'm ready.
Well, slow down. Let's learn about what our lesson has to say.
Good point. That's actually our first tip. Yes, you can help, but before you help, make sure you won't be hurt.
Well, what does that mean?
Oh, let's go to Christina. She can teach more about this sentence.
碰到有人需要协助的时候，务必要确认自己出手搭救时是安全的。Before you help, make sure you won't be hurt. 这是一个很好用的句型。Before you do something, make sure 怎么样。意思就是在你要做这件事之前，务必要怎么样。比如 Before you leave, make sure you close all the windows. 离开之前务必关上所有的窗户。或者 before you go to school, make sure you feed the dog. 上学之前务必要喂狗。片语 make sure 就是确定务必的意思。
Thanks, Christina. So, before you help, make sure you won't get hurt. I think we can only see the person hurt and forget about all the other danger sometimes.
What if someone is hurt on the street? Make sure traffic stops. If you just run out into the street, a car could hit you or something. Then you would be hurt and you couldn't help the other person.
Yeah, that doesn't help anyone.
Okay.The situation is safe. Then what can you do next?
Be sure the hurt person is safe too. If the person is hurt badly, get professional help.
That would mean taking the person to the hospital, right? If it is an emergency, then you should call the ambulance.
Yes, the ambulance will come quickly and take care of them in the car and tell the hospital what this person will need to do next.
Hey, Peter, do you know first aid?
Yes, I had to learn it for one of my jobs.
That's great. It is important for all of us to learn first aid. With first aid, you can save a life.
You can save a life. That's today's
calendar phrase.
You can save a life.
You can save a life.
你可以救人一命。
I can do first aid.
You can save a life.
I can do CPR.
Yes, you can save a life.
I can call an ambulance.
Yes, you can save a life.
And that's important.
Yes, it might be my life.Woo-hoo!
You can save a life.
You can save a life.
你可以救人一命。
Next, check for blood. If the person is bleeding, try to stop it quickly. Put a clean cloth on the wound. If you don't have a cloth, use someone's clothes.Hold the cloth on the wound for at least 20 minutes. This will stop most bleeding. If blood comes through the cloth, don't take it off the wound. Just place another cloth on top. Well, we are learning about some good tips today. This will help you start to understand how you can be helpful when someone gets hurt.
We can't plan when someone will have an accident, but we can prepare.
That's right. We learned before you help, make sure you won't be hurt. Next, be sure the hurt person is safe. If the person is hurt badly, get professional help.
So what if you see blood?
Oh, that is bad. Blood is red. When we get cut or worse,There will be red blood. I don't really want to say more about that.
Yes, I agree. But we should say what to do in this kind of situation.
Okay. If you see blood, try to stop it quickly.
How do you stop it?
Put a clean cloth on the wound, and you should press on the wound. It will hurt, but it will stop the wound from bleeding.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about what a wound is.
Okay. A wound is the place where you are hurt. And in first aid, taking care of the wound is very important.
So what if you don't have a cloth?
Well, you can use clothes.
Okay. Well, some English students might be noticing these two words, cloth and clothes.We say them differently. That TH sound followed by ES sounds differently.
Right. Clothes are made of cloth. Anyways, how long should you hold the wound, Peter?
Hold the cloth on the wound for at least 20 minutes. This will stop the bleeding. Of course, if it is more serious, you should hold the wound until professional help comes.
And if blood comes through the cloth, that's okay. Don't take it off the wound. Just place another cloth on top.
So have you been in a situation like this before?
Again, I have been so lucky. I have not been in this situation, but you never know what can happen, so I think it's good to think about this and be prepared.
That's right. You need to think clearly when an emergency happens. Well, friends, right now we need to take a short break. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Welcome back, friends. Today we are learning about saving lives if someone gets hurt. One way we do that is with CPR. Peter, where can you learn CPR?
Well, this is very important. I think everyone should learn it. You can go to a local community center or activity center like a gym. Usually they have programs where you can learn CPR.
That's great. We are learning so much today. Let's keep learning with part three. For burns, put the burn under cool running water. Then put a cool cloth on it. Don't put ice or anything else on the burn. If someone is choking, hit them on the back between their shoulders. If that doesn't work, get behind the person. Place your arms around him or her. Pull quickly and sharply to help them stop choking. Thanks for watching today's news report. See you next time.
In this part, we learn about burns. Pauline, when do you burn yourself?
Well, I have burned myself cooking. Sometimes you maybe move a spoon and you didn't realize it got hot and you burned yourself.
That's right. When you cook, you need to be careful. I usually burn myself when I go camping. We have a fire or a stove, and usually I'll touch something that's hot or I'll get burned by the fire or something like that.
I think everyone knows what it's like to be burned, but what do you do if someone is burned?
For burns, put the burn under cool running water. Then put a cool cloth on it.
Now, this is interesting. The article says, do not put ice or anything else on the burn.
Ice is frozen water, and it is too cold for the skin, especially after a burn. The skin is sensitive.
That's really good to know. Peter, have you ever had a serious sunburn?
Oh, these are very serious, like you said. Sunburns come from, of course, the sun. And yes, when I go to the beach or I spend all day outside, I've had some bad burns.
Ugh, that's rough. Of course, the best thing to do is to wear sunscreen so you don't get a burn. But if you do, you need to take care of it.
Yeah, how do you take care of it?
Well, I think, again, cold water is always good. And aloe, they say, it's like a gel that you put on your skin, and it helps cool your skin.
Okay, so last situation. What about if someone is choking?
Ooh, when you are choking, you cannot breathe, or there is something blocking you from breathing in your throat.
So what do you do in this situation?
Well, of course, you should get training on how to do this. But if someone is choking, hit them on the back between their shoulders.
Okay, well, let's visit Christina for more about this.
如果有人吃东西，食物卡在喉咙里， 你可以先拍打他的背， hit them on the back. 看到了吗？ 我们中文只要说拍打他们的背， 可是英文要说 hit them on the back， 要用到介系词 on 所引导的片语。 我们来看几个例子就会比较熟悉他的说法。比如老板很肯定你工作表现，所以轻轻地拍了一下你的肩膀。
My boss patted me on the shoulders. 还有小 baby 喝完奶之后妈妈要帮他拍背。She pats the baby on his back. 另外有些人很讨厌别人碰他的头所以会说 Don't touch me on the head. 这些都是英文的说法跟中文不太一样。
Okay, so if someone is choking, hit them behind the back between the shoulder blades. If that doesn't work, put your arms around the person, pull quickly and sharply to help them stop choking. Let's go to Rebecca to learn more about this grammar point.
Hey everyone! Yes, it's grammar point time. I know that you have been waiting a long time for this moment.Well, if you want to say or tell someone to do something quickly, you could use this grammar point. For example, run quickly because it's raining, or work quickly or you won't finish. Friends, now it's up to you to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, friends, I think now it's time for us to review.Let's look at those keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. First aid. First aid. Katie did first aid after the accident.
Life. Life. Do something with your life.
Blood.Blood. There is blood on the floor.
Wound. Wound. That is a serious wound.
Ice. Ice. Let's get some ice for these drinks. Okay, friends, those are our key words for today. You're doing great. Just keep on practicing. Now let's review our lesson one more time. Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's LTE News. I'm Tina. Sometimes people get hurt. When that happens, you can help. But before you help, make sure you won't be hurt.Next, be sure the hurt person is safe. If the person is hurt badly, get professional help. If you know first aid, you can save a life. Is the hurt person breathing? Is his or her heart beating? If not, you may have to do CPR. Next, check for blood.If the person is bleeding, try to stop it quickly. Put a clean cloth on the wound. If you don't have a cloth, use someone's clothes. Hold the cloth on the wound for at least 20 minutes. This will stop most bleeding. If blood comes through the cloth, don't take it off the wound. Just place another cloth.On top. For burns, put the burn under cool running water. Then put a cool cloth on it. Don't put ice or anything else on the burn. If someone is choking, hit them on the back between their shoulders. If that doesn't work, get behind the person. Place your arms around him or her. Pull quickly and sharply.To help them stop choking. Thanks for watching today's news report. See you next time.
Hey, what are you doing, James?
I'm learning first aid.
Really? Why?
Knowing first aid can save a life.
Ooh, that's important. How can I save a life?
If a person isn't breathing, do CPR.
CPR? I only know ABC.
If a person is bleeding, stop it quickly.
If a person is bleeding, I'll faint.
put burns under cool running water.
Like a waterfall?
And if someone is choking, hit them on the back.
Ouch!
Or put your arms around them.
Give them a hug!
Ginger, if someone is hurt, call 119.
Okay, I can do that.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. Well, Pauline, I had a few jobs where I worked outdoors, so I did a lot of this CPR and first aid training.
Did you ever have to use it in a real situation?
Thankfully, no, but I did learn how to keep calm in all these emergencies. If this person has a problem, I don't want to create more problems by being worried and not thinking things through.
That's a really good point. I think that is one of the most important things about being able to help someone in emergencies. Stay calm. All right, friends, we hope you enjoyed learning about this, and we look forward to learning more with you again tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.